we are obligated as a business to try and take as much of your money as possible.
That's why we've come up with new products to sell you. We got shirts, we got hats, we got all kinds of things for you.
If you want a Brock Life shirt, if you want a Jetpack Rescue Squad shirt.
Ooh, that salmon cannon shirt's cool.
If you want any of that stuff, you want a hat that says they's aliens, we got you. We have concerns.com/shop.
What's that movie with Will Smith where he's at the end of the world and he's all by himself and he gets to hang out and hit golf balls off the...
You fell asleep like 20 minutes into that movie, didn't you?
I did not like that movie. What was that? Which one was that?
I Am Legend?
I Am Legend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because let me tell you something. The tone in that movie shifts, Jeff, about 30 minutes
in. It's like this magical, positive, wonderful thing that he gets to do.
Yeah, it's just a guy and his dog and he has the whole world to himself.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man. Well, that was such a great, happy movie.
You should really watch through the first act break of that movie. This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens.
Let me ask you this. What do you envision when I say the words, Mantis is wearing tiny 3D glasses?
For some reason, the John Goodman movie Matinee. The second thing that pops into my head is just like a pretty cool Mantis.
Yeah.
Like a Mantis with the 80s paper style red-blue.
Well, you're spot on.
Anaglyph 3D glasses.
You're spot on, because that's what we have, ladies and gentlemen. We did it. We're living in the Mantis 3D
we finally
glasses future.
Gave Mantises 3D glasses. We finally did it.
We
after
did it.
Years
I know.
Of pouring government money, taxpayer funds.
I'm so glad everybody who's listening to this, we've all been waiting with bated breath to
we
find out how this is
together
coming together.
As a country, we did it for the moon landing.
Yeah.
We did it for the human genome.
Yeah.
We did it for mantises wearing 3D glasses.
Tiny insectoid 3D glasses. We have it. We've done it. We've achieved the technology.
Take the day off, everybody. You deserve it.
You deserve it. USA! USA! This was an article sent to us by Rubberman on our subreddit over there at Reddit. wehaveconcerns.reddit.com.
You can also send things to wehaveconcernsshow@gmail.com.
This is not a joke. This is an article in Engadget about scientists.
Well, it's true. You mean it's true. Is it a joke?
We will explore that concept further. So the idea is...
Join us over the next 15 minutes when we ask nature stuff.
Is this a joke?
Is it a joke? First up, the platypus.
Very, very expensive science. Is it a joke?
Is it a joke? Now, look at this platypus with jet boots.
Ah.
Is it a joke?
By the way...
Let's go to our panel. Neil deGrasse Tyson.
I think it is a joke.
Bill Nye. Well, it definitely seems like a joke and a waste of time.
Stephen Hawking for the decisive vote.
That shit fucking rules.
Hawking!
Hawking is the best! Platypi are the best!
It's jet no joke!
Are the best! Up next, mantises in 3D glasses.
Yeah, and that's what we've got now. The praying mantis. This is the actual insect that you've seen probably in your backyard, a praying mantis. It is the only known invertebrate.
Get out in your backyard right now.
You'll find a praying
You'll
mantis.
You'll find a praying mantis.
Just look to where all the people are praying, and that's where the mantis hangs out. The praying
you're
mantis.
The worst.
Is the only known invertebrate that has 3D perception. How do we know that? I'm so glad you asked. This article goes into great detail saying that this fact was proven in the 80s using prisms and occluders. That's the extent of the information.
We know this because in the 80s, we took prisms and incense.
Yeah.
And scarves.
And that weird aunt that you have.
And we took her, you know, the one who really, really, really loves Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah.
I meant
like the insect.
Oh, God damn you. That's two.
Because he was...
You're at double your quota. So, just relax. Let me know if you can see three dimensions.
The praying mantis is not... It's not going to respond in any way, do you?
Of course. Of course he's not going to respond in any way that you're aware of.
Oh my goodness. Oh, okay.
Welcome to the world of empathy.
Oh my goodness. So is he communicating
Turn
to you?
Turn on your empathy. Oh. Feel the mantis.
I'm trying. I just
listen to this high quality lossless rip of rumors.
Oh my goodness. Oh. Oh, a Fleetwood Mac.
And now, mantis. Can you see 3D or not? That's a yes. That's a yes.
Oh, I think I felt it.
That's
I think
a yes.
I felt it. I didn't hear it so much as I felt it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I felt a yes.
You have a great aura.
Well, thank you. Oh my God. I've always felt
but
like I did.
A terrible lifeline.
Oh no. Oh God. I just want to live long enough to see the LA Olympics in 1988.
No, looks like you're going to die through an act, something
was that 84?
Involving.
Was that, is that 84 that I want to live to? I don't remember.
I don't see that here. I don't see that in your palm. But what Damn I do it. See is it looks like death by a 1,000 insects?
What?
Oh my God, what is at the door?
Huh?
Oh my God. Is that mantis laughing? Oh God, is that his mantis family?
Throw the prisms at it.
No! No, they're still coming! It's like they don't even perceive that the prisms are getting closer to them. They have no fear of anything.
I'll never see little Mary Lou Retton or Greg Louganis do anything, guys.
Is that the correct Olympics that you're thinking of?
I don't know. I'm hoping so.
I can't see it in your head.
So they found out, evidently, that praying mantis has 3D perception. So what better step in the intervening 30 years
than to just do it again?
To just figure out if they can watch 3D movies. So these scientists...
No, but so we already know they have 3D perception.
Yeah, but...
So what are we testing here?
They want to deepen their understanding of the insect. So they're going to use 3D glasses.
So they're getting the incense back out.
Yeah, baby. They built a tiny movie theater. I'm not making any of this up. They built a tiny movie theater. And they
like
built
a nice one. Like, does it have stadium seating? Like, is it reserved?
Yeah.
Because I don't like if I don't know what my seat's going to be before I get to the theater.
Oh, it's the worst. Right?
Yeah.
The problem is it costs so much more for that, for the mantises.
Sure.
And, it, you know, really, honestly, I think that they appreciate that,
you know,
because they
do
have that club membership now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You get the club card.
Yeah.
And then you can go see as many tiny mantis movies as you want.
You get a dollar off each your admissions. Yeah.
Tiny
and you can actually... You can earn enough points to get some free tiny mantis popcorn.
And I like that it has like a good look to it. Like it has tiny velvet curtains. Like it really feels like a tiny Art Deco old theater.
Yeah.
That's important.
It is. It's really where all the money went.
Tiny laser projection.
You really want to see all the money on the screen.
Tiny Atmos. Tiny Atmos. Yeah, just like 47 tiny little speakers.
That's what they did. They built a tiny movie theater.
Exactly like that.
And they tried the modern version, the Avatar, Hugo, whatever you want to use, movie version that we're using now.
I like that the first two movies you think of are Avatar and Hugo, and it's just like...
Those are the best 3D movies.
Yeah, but it's like, God, I wonder why 3D isn't catching on with the world. when you can watch Avatar and Hugo in 3D as many times as you want.
Over and over. They tried,
even the mantises didn't want to watch Hugo more than twice.
But they're really into Avatar.
Yeah, the mantises love Avatar.
Yeah. So they're trying to use that technology, which is circular polarization.
Okay.
And it didn't work.
So it's active 3D.
Didn't work.
Yeah.
Mantises didn't work. For some reason, the mantis was not into the circular polarization.
Now, what are we getting out of this? We're learning more about their level of depth perception or...
Yeah, man.
Okay.
Yeah. So what did they try, Anthony? Well, it was the first thing that you referenced. They tried the red and the blues from... The 80s.
Why didn't they just like...
Earlier than that.
Why didn't they just move a pencil toward it?
This is why you're not a scientist. You know how cheap pencils are? You know how expensive tiny red and blue glasses are?
So if they just like move something towards the mantis and see when it reacts.
Well, of course it's going to react to a thing physically moving toward it. But that doesn't necessarily mean it can watch 3D movies.
Wait, are you saying...
Do you want to have them watch 3D movies or not, Anthony?
Wait, are you telling me... Did you just say, yes, of course the mantis is going to move if something's coming at it? But
a physical
are you,
thing?
Yeah. So you're telling
image.
Me. So you're telling me that the mantis is smart enough to differentiate between a 3D movie and an actual thing coming at it. That's what you're. That's what you're.
That's what they're trying to
here.
Find out. They're trying to find
no,
out because here's
not,
what happened.
That's not what they're trying to find out.
Here's what happened.
That
dude.
Can't be what they're trying to find out.
Here's what happened when they put on the red and blue lenses and they showed them a something on the screen that was consistent with their environment. They lashed out at it. Because it
so
was
they
in 3D.
But they don't know the difference between an image and a real thing coming at
because
them
because they see it in 3D. But then when they showed it to him.
So just push the pencil towards
just
them.
Just listen for a second. They,
no!
They,
no!
When they showed them the same thing in 2D without the glasses on, they didn't give a shit. They
of
weren't scared
not.
Of it. Because it wasn't in 3D.
No, I know that.
That's
I know
why,
that.
That's how they know that these mantises can enjoy Avatar and Hugo.
You're not understanding what I'm asking you.
They also had a very big problem with the last act of Hugo. Why would that boy stay in that clock tower?
Sure, we all have a problem with the last act of Hugo. You're just stating a bunch of things that I already know, Jeff. We gotta go back to this question that I have, though.
Okay.
So if they're reacting to the 3D movie just like it's a real thing coming at them,
that means they see a 2D image in 3D using the glasses.
Sure. Why not just push a pencil towards it?
Because that's an actual three-dimensional object. It's different. Of course animals
but
and
we
insects
know that
see
they have,
three-dimensional.
But we know that they have depth perception, so we know that 3D is going to work. The
we
only
don't know that it, we don't know that that fake 3D, that a 3D image, a 2D image projected using glasses to make it seem 3D. We didn't know that was gonna work. But it does.
Why wouldn't it work?
Because mantises may not perceive 3D the same way.
If they have depth perception.
But it doesn't necessarily work the same way ours does.
Okay.
That's what they're discovering. They're discovering that these mantises can look through red and blue glasses and be convinced that it's three-dimensional.
We should say they're blue-green. They're blue-green anaglyph because mantises apparently already filter red light. So the red-blue doesn't work on them. And the
are you
only
sure?
Yeah, and the only reason
oh, you're right.
The only reason that the polarized lenses didn't work has nothing to do with the mantis's eyes. See, this is the thing. This is why I think we didn't really learn anything. They go, "Oh yeah, the polarized 3D didn't work." Oh, why didn't polarized 3D work? Oh,
they
we
were
think
too close to the screen.
We were just sitting too close to the screen for it to work.
And so also, they're going to go blind.
Just motherfucker, we haven't learned anything.
I think that they really should just have moved the mantises farther away from the screen to try it.
You know what it is sometimes you get your tickets too late, but you want to sit in the middle of the screen for 3D. You don't want to be off to a side. So the mantis has to sit really close up.
Yeah.
I would rather sit really like I see where the mantis is coming from because I would rather be close up than off to the side and farther back.
I'm the exact opposite.
Really?
Off to the side and farther back rather than close up. It's just going to strain my little mantis neck.
At a 3D movie?
Of course. Yeah, at a 3D movie.
That
you don't
fucks
wanna,
with the whole effect.
It fucks with the whole effect when you're craning your neck up and you hurt your little mantis neck trying to see the cool predator coming at you.
Hurt their necks the same way they're invertebrates?
Good point.
They can probably crane their neck way better than us.
That's a good point. Maybe that's why they sat so close.
Oh, but they're arthropods, right? So it's an exoskeleton. So maybe they don't have the range of motion. This is the sort of mantis stuff I want to know, not this garbage where it's like we already knew they saw 3D, so let's make them see more 3D.
I think the reason that they weren't upset the first time is because they had seen the trailers and it kind of spoiled that moment, and so who cares?
Well, this is the part where the pencil comes at
there's me. This pencil. I knew the pencil was coming. I saw it in the trailer. And they called the movie...
It looks like a real pencil. It looks like the pencil is really here.
Yeah.
It's almost as though somebody is just pushing a 30-cent pencil towards you.
It's
here in this state-of-the-art mantis theater built by science.
It's a series of pencil movies.
That's all it is.
Just watch pencil movies.
That's all it is. And then, of course, some old Shaw Brothers Kung Fu.
Yeah.
Which has been converted for 3D.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Because of the praying
mantis. Because of the mantis style.
Yeah.
They love that shit.
I feel like you're mocking this story, and this is very cool.
No,
first of all, somebody crafted tiny 3D glasses.
That's cool.
Somebody sat there and made a tiny 3D glass. And then, after they had spent hours meticulously crafting the perfect size of tiny 3D glasses, you know what they did then, Anthony? Do you know what they did then? Then they took a mantis and they put it on its face. How, you ask? How do you put a tiny pair of 3D glasses on a mantis's face? I don't know. But that takes some fucking skill.
So... Let's go. Let's
you don't
talk about
some fucking skill,
let's talk
Anthony.
About meticulously made 3D glasses. I would direct all the ladies and gentlemen listening to this to go to the article and look at Exhibit A, which is a picture of the 3D glasses. Those are not so meticulous.
Because you're looking at it highly magnified through the power of photography. If you just saw it in the... A mantis is not a tiny, tiny insect, but it's pretty fucking small, and its eyes are even smaller.
Mantis is what? The size of, like, a small dog?
No. I don't know what kind of mantises hang out in your neighborhood.
I don't know either. I don't go outside.
That's true. That's a good, fair point. You have everything you need some here really, with I've your 3D TV.
Yeah. I just watch movies of pencils coming at me. There are some really small dogs out there, Jeff.
Well, this is smaller than the smallest dog.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay. I know how big a mantis
it's
is.
It's smaller than your iPhone, I'll tell you that. And that's just because you got that 6 Plus.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Mantis is a small insect.
They're small. But what about a teacup puggle or something?
Teacup puggle?
Yeah, or one of those tiny little minpins.
You think that...
Like a minpin.
You think that people are making dogs insect size, is what you're saying?
I think that they're making insects dog size, maybe.
Maybe.
I think maybe the twain are meeting.
The point that I'm trying to make
is... Yeah, go back to your
how
point.
Do you even hold this mantis down when you affix glasses to its face?
Nobody can hold that mantis down.
No one will. That mantis will rise
up. That mantis has watched a lot of Shaw Brothers Kung Fu.
I tell you what you don't do.
Yeah.
You don't put the glasses on the eraser of a pencil.
I thought you were going to say you don't put the mantis in a corner.
You never do that either.
Don't do that.
Because the mantis has seen Dirty Dancing in 3D. And that isn't even...
It's a terrible conversion.
Why would they even try it?
But the part where he lifts Jennifer Grey up and spins her around is so majestic in 3D.
Yeah.
I really did have the time of my life. Okay. Yeah.
So you don't put the glasses on the end of a pencil and try to put it on the thing's face.
No, because they're flinch.
They know exactly what's
coming. Because they have depth perception.
That's right.
The hardest part is getting...
You got to surprise them.
I would submit that you would get all of the results you need from the mantis, all of the data you need to collect, just trying to put the glasses on it. I would submit that as you're trying to put these glasses in the mantis's face and it flinches, you would get all the three-dimensional data you need from the mantis.
Hey, Marvin, do you notice that every time I get near this thing, it sees me coming and it moves away from the glasses?
Yeah, it's a problem, but we need you to put those glasses on so we can tell whether it responds to 3D stimulus.
Right, but you know that... As I'm getting closer to it in 3D space, it is it's flinching, it's dodging us.
That's your experience of what you're seeing, and that's not science.
It's a good point.
Okay.
It's a good point. And you notice that when we yell at it, it knows where we are, if we're behind it or in front of it. So I don't think we even need to make the little Beats audio headsets for the mantis.
Okay. Once again, This is not data collected in a scientific matter, Chris.
Right, and you know that when we shake the table that it's on, it notices it. We don't need to make the tiny D-box movie theater seats for the mantis.
Chris, I'm going to level with you.
Yeah,
my family won't let me build my model trains at home anymore.
That makes a lot of sense. It really kind of comes together.
I am the fucking king. Mm-mm. Of miniatures. I am the king of HO scale miniatures. I built a tiny town square, Chris.
Yeah?
I built a tiny main street that would bring a tear to your eye, but not my fucking family.
No.
Not my wife and kids. Get it out.
It?
That's not what the dining room table is for. Hmm. Your weird trains are all over the house now.
Yeah.
You're filling up the house with your crazy weird trains and your bug experiments, and this is terrible. It's like living in a nightmare.
Wait a minute. Did you put bugs in your town? You put bugs on the trains?
Little bug town.
You made bug trains?
Yeah, of course I made bug trains.
You made a sort of a bug transportation network?
They're going to need a transportation network. I built a very huge and elaborate HO scale world for them to exist in. It takes up multiple stories of my townhouse.
Okay, all right.
How else are they going to get from the depot all the way across town to watch the little football game?
Oh my God, next door to the actual ant farm.
Yeah.
You made a farm for ants.
Yeah. And you can see all these pictures. It doesn't work yet. I mean, but
oh my God.
The Tiny Mantis space program is really coming along. And one day they may get to the surface of the second story of the house.
Wow.
Yeah. Through mantis ingenuity.
The Mantises are really
working together.
The high end. You've kind of made a clear caste system where the ants are the rural food creators and the Mantises have all the tech.
Look, I'm not racist.
I mean,
if that's what you're saying.
Look at these,
but clearly the ants are built for work and the Mantises are built to do the thinking. That's just the way they're built. It's genetics, Chris.
But it looks like the, this picture here, it looks like the ants have formed a little ant union and there's a little ant picket signs.
I don't want to get into that. That's just been it's been such a headache. It's been such a headache with them unionizing like that because it's just slowing down innovation. We're trying to build disruptive technology at an HO scale.
I understand. Maybe you shouldn't have gotten all those ant subsidies. They're kind of dependent on them now and it feels like the
Look,
praying mantis
look,
space program is
no. This is a completely merit-based system. If an ant is smart enough, it will rise to the top. Okay,
okay.
That's the way this works. You sound just like my wife, except you're not telling me to get all of my stuff out of her kitchen because it's not sanitary to eat with all these bugs.
Well, that's what my next point actually is. I'm sorry, man. I just wanted to have lunch. This ant is.
Can I just can I keep the D box? It took hours.
It's very impressive. This ant, I mean, this mantis seems to be really enjoying Avatar again.
Yeah, they love Avatar. Who doesn't love Avatar?
Nobody doesn't.
This is a fun experiment to mock. And I think it's great if we actually got data about like, hey, here's how this. Species. We better understand how this species perceives 3D.
Well, here is the last.
What is the conclusion?
Here's the last couple of sentences of this article. It says the experiment verifies not only that mantises have 3D perception, but that they can be stimulated with digital imagery that appears to be 3D. The team also believes that the research, which builds on our understanding of perception, could be used to create new algorithms for 3D depth perception in computers.
Okay, if we're using it to build mantis robots, then I'm with it. Why didn't you start off with like, hey, here's a way we're going to build mantis robots?
I should have really started there.
Yeah.
But the mantis robot program...
I feel
program,
like you buried the lead, man.
Yeah. The mantis robot program is going to grow in scale. And so, you know, you
right
start...
Right now it's at an HO scale.
Right.
Yeah.
And you gotta
it's
expand
in a living
it.
Room. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they're in a tiny Mark I exoskeleton.
Yes.
You know?
But with more resources and your help,
yeah,
maybe if you believe in this a little more.
And, you know, if we just need everybody to fall into line here. If you're an ant and you're listening, if you're from an ant just hill or hive.
Understand your place in the world.
Just nose to the grindstone.
And
the,
hey, when those mantis movies start coming out, you really need to support them. Just buy a ticket. That's really how we're funding this entire project is through 3D mantis movies. Because the premium you can... charge on a 3D mantis movie is much higher than a regular 2D mantis movie. And really that's the key to our funding environment. And I think that, you know, if we have Boffo box office.
Yeah. I mean, that's
all the science will pay for itself.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. How do you guys feel about this? Is it dumb?
It's patently not dumb. Look at a picture of a mantis wearing tiny, adorable green and blue glasses.
But that's cool. But is it a joke?
Probably a joke.
It's probably a joke. Let us know whether or not you think this experiment is a joke on Twitter. I'm at @acarboni.
I'm at Jeff Cannata.
And you can hashtag that HO scale. And hey, guys, we are inching ever closer to our next Patreon goal, which is the addition of video episodes of the show. A lot of people have been asking for this, and we are really looking forward to bringing it to you guys. All we need is about another $400 a month.
That's
on our Patreon.
Very much at all. If you want to just throw in $1 a month, $3 a month is what we ask for. That's about a quarter an episode. Pretty cool. It helps make the show better and gives us the ability to do those video episodes.
Yeah, absolutely. And you'll also get early episodes, bonus episodes with our guests, and extra bonus content. You can find out more about that at patreon.com/wehaveconcerns.